you.
Hi, everyone. How are we all doing? Great?
Hey everybody, John Deshotsky here with my friend Jose.
Thank you, John, for having me here. So I'm Jose, I'm the founder and CEO of Waterplan. Just raised our seed round and just came out of YC.
Congratulations. So what we do on Seed Stories is we tell about the process that led up to starting the company, together your seed process, how you actually went about doing it, what the results were, and what your plan is afterwards. So before we do that, let's get into what is Waterplan.
100%. So Waterplan is a software as a service platform to help companies that use water in the production process to financially quantify and mitigate water risk, right? So for example, having to stop their production because they over water, etc.
And what are examples of some of your customers? Like, give me a customer use case.
Yeah, I would say like mostly the food and beverage, CPG, and also big technology companies that use water in different production process. So like specific example is like companies that are starting to build their, like water neutrality or positive goals. So basically we help them understand which is the risk that they have regarding water, like being able to, don't have access to water, and then help them select and monitor which are the best projects in order to mitigate that risk. Basically is using less water and replenish the water that you use in their operations, right? So that's a specific use case.
There's a lot of talk about carbon offsets. Everybody forgets about this good old thing called water. So what was it that attracted you initially to work on this problem set?
We saw a lot of innovation going on in the climate tech space, specifically emissions, but we didn't see like so many innovation going on in the water sector regarding software, right? Software solutions, satellite imagery, and a lot of different technologies to this specific problem. We understand that water risk is something that's growing a lot. Imagine that, climate change is here.
Yeah.
Companies need to adapt, and water is in the center of it, right? It's not something that is in the future. It's something that's happening now. Something that's happening now, and obviously it's going to be more complicated in the future.
Yeah.
And we know that companies are experiencing a lot of, pressure, but also disruptions regarding water because this is a scarce resource, right? So yeah, that was the initial idea. We started thinking about this at the end of 2020. And then I partnered up with my co-founder and friend, Nico. Has been working in the water space for almost 10 years.
All co-founder magic.
100%.
Very hard to find a good co-founder when you're starting a company. So what was it that you guys found about working with each other that you really liked?
So we were friends from before. We knew ourselves in the World Economic Forum Global Shapers Program, which is a program from the World Economic Forum, like different hubs all around the world. So we have been friends for a long time, working in our previous companies. We are like the two of us, second time founders. And I always admired him. Like, he has been working in this space for, 10 years, doing water stewardship, projects and giving access to water and sanitation, I would say like almost 300,000 people all across the Americas. So like amazing impact. He was looking forward at that time, like his previous company was a consultancy. He worked with this, Fortune 500 companies, so he had a lot of connections, but scalability is limited, right? Because at the same time, I was looking forward to transition into the climate tech space. I saw this amazing opportunity in the water sector. I saw that innovation was needed and more quantification of the risk and more mitigation, like to be able to select these mitigation opportunities in a more data-driven way. So we started talking together and it was like a perfect match. We were, friends from before.
Yeah, so you had that built-in camaraderie.
Yeah, and at the same time, we were like second-time founders, both of us.
Yeah.
So we knew
this is, by the way, this. Most of this show is for first-time founders.
Okay.
You're a special case.
Okay.
But I think it's nice for people to hear how you knew what the right match was.
Yeah, 100%.
And so you guys got together. You built the initial prototype.
It makes sense, right? Like if you want to build like this kind of company, you need like a water expert, like really domain expertise. At the same time, you need someone that knows how to build these software and service kind of companies, right?
Right.
So it was amazing. Then we met Matias and Olivia, which are the other co-founders.
Yep. Tell me about your fundraising process.
We had the opportunity of entering YC.
Wait, hold on. First and foremost, did you create a deck?
No, we didn't do a deck because actually we followed YC advice. We were like super, super focused on customer and sales and product. So basically talking to customers, etc. So we really put a lot of focus there.
Yep.
So the first few months of YC, we were like super focused. They are like closing customers. We closed a lot of customers in like 11 new customers in this like first few months of the batch, so like pretty, pretty crazy. And then we decided obviously to do the, you know, the fundraise. We got a lot of interest, which was amazing. I mean, like, we had like a really like interesting theme, interesting idea. The sector is like really hot as well, right? So we had a lot of, I would say, like meetings lined up before the Moday, and that was great.
How many of those did you have, would you say, like total number of meetings did you have lined up?
No, I don't know, like 40, something 40. Like, different.
Yeah, yeah, see, this is another mistake that a lot of early first-time founders make, is they say, oh, I talked to 10, 15 people and nobody liked it. I'm like,
no,
you've got to go way bigger.
No, no, and they write, a lot of people write us down, like, you know, before, you know, like this, you know, last month, and we decided to start having meetings the last 2 weeks, like the 2 weeks before, you know, the demo day, right? Okay. Actually, 2 weeks and a half before. So that
started to get a group of investors that were leaning in a little bit more, right? Did you have a data room that people could do? Did you have follow-up meetings? What was your process from having, after having those first initial meetings?
So I really prepared, you know, a lot, like, you know, like the pitch, you know, the vertebra, like the traction that we have, the key insight that we have, etc. So I did like a really good preparation. We lined up all these different meetings, and then we started having meetings. At that time, we were in Europe, actually. Yeah. Once we were like having, you know, the calls, so like we had like a big time difference, you know, with California, which was interesting as well. So we decided to actually switch, you know, time zones. So we were having like calls really, really late.
And yeah, you basically accommodated the investors to make sure that they did their normal working hours.
Yeah, that's like we were thinking about coming here, but since all was remote, it was kind of the same thing. I was planning to come here like in January, which is what I'm doing now. And yeah, it makes more sense just to continue being there, but just flip, you know, time zones. And we did that, right? So we ended, I don't know, like most days of the fundraise, like 2 a.m., stuff like that, which was pretty crazy. Having like a lot of meetings, we have like 15, like between 10 and 15 meetings per day with different investors for 1 week and a half. And we closed the round, I would say, in 1 week and a half, like super, super crazy, like almost 2 weeks before the Moday.
I got you after you had a bunch of initial meetings, because the founder chemistry was like perfect. Yeah. The pitch was dialed. You had all the questions like that we had in top of mind, like really good responses prepared. And sort of, you know, from our end, we knew that we wanted to elevate that to a partnership meeting as quickly as possible.
We were looking for people, like for funds that were purpose-driven, that was really important to us, that were like, you know, having experience investing in climate tech, obviously, and that understand founders. So that was one of the things that I liked about you. You are also a founder yourself, right? And for me, that was like, we were moving like really, really fast. And at the same time, I would say like, we were like so focused, you know, in customers and being able to grow them and products, etc., that, you know, we wanted to do like the fundraising, you know, like really, really fast,
as quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible. Yeah. So like, and that's what we did, right? So, like, we really want to really
get
be focused
to,
on.
Get back to building.
100%, we were growing a lot, right? Yeah. So that's what we did. Like, we loved, you know, you guys. We started, you know, working with you. We did like super, super fast, and with the other investors. And then we like, you know, 2 weeks before the Moday, we just, you know, went back to be like 100% focused on sales and product.
So you closed around, what was the size? When did you announce after you closed?
Yeah, so we raised like a little bit more than 2.6 million in the round. We decided not to raise more. When you raise too much, then you tend to spend too much, and that is not good for our early stage company. So we decided like we had to be like really disciplined in order to say like this is enough. And we just, you know, went back to product and sales basically. So we didn't like communicate it right away. Actually, the communication from the like the TechCrunch story was like 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah. How does it feel, and what's your plan in going forward?
Yeah, like continue doing the same thing. Super focused on product and customers, which is the most important thing. Yeah. And continue building the team. I would say like we have an amazing technology team. We are like just raising a couple, like I would say like hiring just a couple more of roles. But the team is almost ready, I would say, like to be able to continue executing. So I would say like 100% execution, right?
Yeah.
And we are like super happy about that. So yeah.
Well, look, I wanted to thank you for coming by. Short and sweet. You ran an excellent process. I wanted other founders to hear that. And that's it. So
thank you so much.
Appreciate it.